Blog Talk Radio.
93.3 FM is all. This is the Thursday night and the Sunday night flight. Hey, I'm the Floss Child, Mr. Boots Rothschild, the East Coast player, you dig? And you tuned in to the Thursday night and the Sunday night flight with OG Sweet Cadillac. You know, Sweet go way, way back in it, playing records straight out the crate. You probably ain't heard them in such a long time. You got to keep tuning in, baby. Give us a call at 347-308-8747. You know that's Blog Talk Radio, baby. We're worldwide, huh? Can you dig that? See, dig this. And you know we miss you when you don't tune in. Without a doubt. Number again in case you missed it, baby. 347-308-8747. See, that's so smooth, Tweety. And of course, you know, it can only be done by the one and the only OG Tweety Cadillac. Now you stay tuned, cause in 2 and 2, we getting ready to give it to you, baby. 93.
Why, thank you, Mr. Rothschild. I am the party rocking player, the original peace spitter, Tweet Cadillac, baby. You are tuned in to 93.3 FM. Ism. Tonight is very, very special indeed. Dramatically yours, I bring forth a dramatic experience. Non-stop, nothing but hits. From a world-acclaimed group out of Detroit, Michigan, they go by the name of the Dramatics. Sorry, Mr. L.J. Reynolds. Rest in peace, Mr. Ron Banks. It's going to be a beautiful experience tonight, y'all. Very, very proud to have them come to this platform and bless us. I want to give a big shout out to Ms. Lynn Jeter and Associates for making this possible. You're tuned in to 93.3 FM. We do what we want to do because we can. The number to call is 347-308-8747. You're on a Thursday night flight. I call it the After Six Cruise Mix. Low rider oldies, R&B, and all in between. But tonight, the Dramatics have the key to 93.3. Tell a hater to tell a player. It ain't gonna get no smoother than this, y'all. Holler at me. Don't yell.
Do you believe in hot
crowd, leather bar, movie star. Is that what's real? Thank you. That's you, Chicago Blues. Is that how you feel?
Oh,
you need change, but you can't conceal what's deep inside you. It's your game, it's your deal. Sugar, sugar.
Do what you wanna
do. Do what you wanna do.
Be what you are.
Oh, you can be what you wanna be. Off and be what you are.
What you wanna do?
But be what you are.
Be what you are.
Live on 93.2 FM. Hello.
Hey, hello. How you doing, Tweed? This is Wanda from the Emotions.
Wow, Wanda. It's
I am
my
calling
auntie,
you
y'all.
To say I just love you, and I'm so, so sorry I missed you last week. I was calling a wrong number for one, and I with the time, but please forgive me. because you definitely you got the best of my love, baby. I'm for real on this.
Wow, that's a beautiful thing, and you have my heart and my soul in return. So, Miss Wanda, why don't you bless me and come back and visit me next Thursday? So I'm going to tell all my listeners that Miss Wanda will be back, and we're going to have an emotion experience next week.
Yes,
same time, y'all, from 7 to 9 p.m., 347-308-8747. Call in, talk to Miss Wanda Hutchinson from the Fabulous Emotions.
Oh, thank you, baby, so much.
Thank you so much, Auntie. Thank you for calling in, and you have a blessed evening, and I can't wait until next week.
Yes. Doesn't take much to make me happy, but when I'm talking to Tweed, Cadillac, I am happy.
Let them know. Let them know. It is me for you and you for me.
Yes. Oh, I love that in you. Oh, right on. I love you. Blessed be the times.
I love you too, Ma. God bless you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yes. Yes, you keep it real, and I love you so much. You stay in my prayers, okay?
Thank you, Ma.
I'll see you next week.
Yes, ma'am. 93.2 FM, dramatically yours. We going to get up because we got to get on down, y'all, in a real way over here. Y'all know about this here. Is the number to dial. Holler at me, I'll holler back.
Get off my mind.
Dynamic Dramatics. 93.28 FM. You're on a Thursday night flight. We call it the After Six Cruise Mix.
Like a star slipping out of place, sliding from the sky, tumbling through space. When you touch my hand, I swear I feel like I'm falling. Seems like I'm falling. Like a wheel whirling round and round, down and moving, spinning on the ground. Your kiss will make me dizzy, embrace, and I'm falling, falling, falling. Oh, oh, girl, I think that I have fell for you. Oh, oh. Without a care, until you clip my wings. Now look at me. Oh, I'm falling. Yeah, falling. Oh, here I go. Down and down I go. I can't help myself. Girl, you feel me so. Yeah, you blew my mind. I know that I'm falling. Yes, I'm falling. Oh, 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 girl, I think that I have fell for you. Oh, oh, girl, I think that I have fell for you.
Tweet FM. I think you might fall for me if you continue to listen in. 347-308-8747. Callers, please hang on. It's gonna be a beautiful affair tonight. Dramatically yours. I am the party rocket player. Tweet Cadillac, baby.
hope.
Baby,
I
hope
you
dramatically yours. We are very dramatic tonight. I'd like to say a few things, man. It's been a blessed week for me. As you all heard, Ms. Wanda Hutchinson from The Emotions called in. She's going to be coming here next week. Also, Cheryl Pepsi Riley. Miss Thelma Wright. She's the Philadelphia's Black Mafia Queen. You might have seen her on the bio channel. She's going to come in, speak with us. Also have Chico DeBarge coming. But to say that, I want to say this. I've been very honored and blessed to be accepted into the National Black Radio Broadcasters Coalition. Any broadcasters out there know how big that is, considering that my resume really doesn't have years of experience. For those who know me know that I was a hip-hopper, a MC, slash actor, slash player. And now I've been accepted to the National Black Radio Broadcasters Coalition. I really feel proud and honored, and I plan to uphold their standards of quality programming and broadcasting throughout this blessed career path and reincarnation that I've chosen. I want to thank you for all your love and support that my listeners have given me worldwide. It really means a lot to me. I just want to say thank you, man. I'm going to take a few callers right now, though. Hold on 1 second. Caller, you're live on 93.3 FM.
Yeah, I just wanted to say congratulations to you, Tweed, and keep up the good work. This your people, Chris, man. Grew up with you out there in Los Angeles. And, you know, you're going to be the next Art LeBeau, man. You know what you're doing. It's a beautiful thing. You have Barefoot Pookie and Skip on there, so you're community conscious, man. I just want to thank God, man, for the opportunity he's granted you, man, and I'm looking forward to big things from you, man.
Man, it's greatly appreciated to be respected and accepted by your peers. I feel that I have to give something back to the community in which we grew up in. Basically, we all we have. There's nothing wrong with the inner city people. I need for y'all to truly believe that. We all turned out right. So give something back to your community if you can. I'm blessed enough to have a platform where I can give back. And as you said, Art LeBeau has even given me his blessings. My mentor, Mr. Kevin Slowjam and James, also said he was proud of me. To me, that's worth $1 million in gold right there. I mean, that's very, very big. So I want to thank everybody, man, for tuning in weekly, consistent, rolling with me, man, because believe me, if I don't know nothing else, I know my oldies, and I'm going to give them to you in a real way.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, man. Thank you for all the support. I'm going to take one more caller. Can you guys hold on 1 second? Bear with me.
All right, love.
Call you live on 93.2 FM. Hello. Hello. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, for the Tweed Cadillac, all praise and glory go to God. Hey, I am grateful to know that you've been a part of I know that you've been a part of my life, and my wife and I want to thank you for allowing us to tune in with you in your probe. And I know your grandmother would be quite happy, bro.
Indeed she
and,
would,
man.
Indeed she would.
Maybe you can give us a lover's right here for me and my wife.
Sure, man. I have a dedication. We are dramatically yours. 93.3 FM, the number to call, 347-308-8747. Right about now, I'm going to bring a very distinguished gentleman to this platform. He's the architect of all these beautiful songs that you've been hearing tonight. He goes by the name of Mr. L.J. Reynolds. Applause are in order. Mr. Reynolds, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Everything is everything. I am so blessed and honored to have you here on 93.3 FM tonight.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Man, thank you for being here. I know your whole catalog. I know everything about you. As I tell all my artists,
we got 38 top 10 singles, and that started from the 70s, from 1971 till up in the 80s. And then we later, after we had all of those records, songs like, let's talk about a couple of them. What, In the Rain, What You See Is What You Get, Get Up and Get Down, Get Off My Mountain, Treat Me Like a Man, Fell for You, I Can't Get Over You, Shake It Well, I Cried All the Way Home, Oceans of Thoughts and Dreams, that, matter of fact, Destiny Child used that on one of their records, Ship Won't Sail, Ain't Going by the Stars in the Sky, Going by the Stars in Your Eyes. And I Panic, Welcome Back Home, Stop Your Weeping, Me and Mrs. Jones, Doggy Dog, Well, Daughter Your Heart, Daughter Your Heart. Now, Doggy Dog, Well, we did with Snoop Doggy Dog. So we've been out here a pretty good while and cut a lot of records, man. We enjoy performing them.
Well, what I want to say, you named a big old catalog, but you left out, let's say, Say the Word. Welcome Back Home. Hey,
right.
Come Out of Your Thing. Come out of your thing. You're the
That's
best
right.
thing in my
and
life.
Be My Girl. We left that out. Daughter Your Heart.
Man.
Stop Your Weeping.
Now You Got Me Loving You.
Oh,
Stars
man.
Stars in Your Eyes. I like making you feel so happy. LJ
right.
Reynolds, don't get me started. I'm a dramatic baby from way
well,
back. Don't
like
get me started.
Do you know that in our concerts, and the concerts that we do, we try to touch on a little bit of all the songs that people have learned to love, and we do our best to do that. And so, you know, we're going to do that at the concert that we're going to do. I can hear something else going on, but we're going to touch on a lot of hit records. So just come on out and check us out.
I plan to do that. You guys will be appearing at the Nokia Theater on October 25th.
That's right.
Appearing along with Cameo, Tierra, and a few more. Is that correct?
That's right. You know, a lot of great acts, and hosted by Eddie Griffin. So
right.
it's a very special event. The people that's putting the event on, they're raising money to help young people that wouldn't normally get the opportunity to go to certain schools, and kids of color, young people of color. To develop their lives and become, you know, great citizens in our country.
Indeed, indeed. Also, I'd like to say much love goes out to Miss Lynn Jeter and Associates for making this interview possible for me. I've been chasing you guys down for approximately 3 months now, and she brought us together. So, man, it's a beautiful
day. You got
day
me now. You got any questions you want to ask me? Any questions?
Man, I want to know, what's your fondest memory you've had on stage? Because I'm sure you guys have been all over the world. What's the best concert where you guys just hit that stage and knew that you was about to turn it out?
Well, we had a lot of those memories, but I think one of them is on the internet. It's the Dramatics Live in Houston, Texas. We did this show. I think the OJs were on that show as well. We were in our 20s at that time. That was one of, you know, the most fondest memories that I have. And if you get that tape, we were dancing about 100 miles an hour. I mean, just flying in the air. Squirrel was in the air. That's why we called him Squirrel, because he would go so high in the air when he was doing his steps. He was just like Rocky Squirrel on the Bullwinkle show. So that's one of the times. And then we had a lot of great time. We toured with Al Green for years. We toured with the OJs. We toured with the Dells. You know, we even recorded with the Dells on the album called The Dells Versus the Dramatics, you know, which features Daughter Your Heart. I got a lot of great memories. We did TV. We did Soul Train so many times until it takes about two. You can watch me on Soul Train from when I was 21 till I turned 38. And
wow.
It takes about about 2 hours to watch that whole show with the Dramatics on Soul Train. So we did a lot of things. The Arsenio Hall show, that was a great experience for me. The Magic Johnson show, his last show, we did that. We did Saturday night. It's Friday night or something like that, the Richard Pryor special. So it's a lot of things that I can go back and look at that would be things that I, you know, really enjoy doing.
So how, you know, my question is, how did the record companies treat you back then? Because I've heard so many sad stories about artists that, you know, were basically puppets. You guys had all these hit records. How was the money back then, man? Were you treated well?
The money was what it was, you know. Even when the early days of the Temptation, when they came out, they wasn't really getting a lot of money for a concert. Probably was getting about $2,500 a night. Who knows? When we came out with hit records, we were getting just about that much, $2,500, $3,000. But now people getting $20,000, you know, $30,000, $50,000. For the record company, most record companies in that day gave you a certain percentage, and they didn't give you the best deal in the world. They gave you a deal and an opportunity, but a lot of artists didn't know that their lifespan of selling records is about maybe 10 to 20 years. Because after you sell records for 10 or 20 years, you're basically out of the record business. But you're still in this concert business. So a lot of these acts, they cut records long time. They don't cut records today. They just go do concerts. But in my case, I'm cutting new records, and I just released a new video called You Show Love the Ball. Go to YouTube and put in LJ Reynolds, You Show Love the Ball. That's off of my solo project that I got. I'll Come Get to This is one of the stepping records on there as well. So
we definitely plan to do that. Also, you guys are in the R&B Music Hall of Fame, and I believe that that's very, very big for so many multitude of reasons, simply being that a lot of groups of your status that had this major catalog of all of these known hits, you guys really didn't get Grammys and the accolades that you deserve. So my job here at 93.Tweet is basically to preserve the legacy that you guys left, man, and make sure
you
that
know,
the youngsters
back then,
hear it.
Back then, they didn't have Grammys. You
wow.
know, they didn't have Grammys. We got gold albums.
Indeed.
You know, millions of albums. We sold millions and millions of records. So they didn't basically cater to R&B music with Grammys back in the 70s, if you think about it.
Right.
You know, I don't even know if Grammys existed then. It didn't exist for us. But you're right, we never got a Grammy. But we traveled and toured a lot, and we still out here. There's a lot of acts that can't still stay out here. And we're still out of here. And you know why? Because of all
right.
those songs that you just mentioned. There's
yeah.
a lot of catalog, and so we get the opportunity to go out and perform it live. And that's enough, you know. And if we can put a new record out like I'm doing right now, that's good too.
Well, you have a body of work that's unparalleled, will never be matched. I personally grew up on you guys. Most of my friends, we love you. I mean, I remember buying records and reading the back, and I knew everybody's names. And, man, I saw you guys at a place called The Forum in Los Angeles. This is
mm-hmm.
back in the 70s. And
right.
I never forgot that show, you know. And it's like, man, it's basically an honor to be able to even talk to you right now, because I know everything about your career. And I've just been actually accepted to the National Black Radio Broadcasters Coalition. And their mm-hmm. motto is that we must preserve and promote black music and its origin. And you guys
uh-huh.
are like at the top of the totem pole in regards to that, because I've really gotten a lot out of your music. Your music has got me through a lot of times, especially the song You're the Best Thing in My Life. Actually, I want to dedicate that to Miss China James from South Central Los Angeles. She
mm-hmm.
told me to make sure that I play that. So we're
right.
going to get into some more of your music, and you're going to stand by, and we're going to chop it up a little bit more. But let me play some more of this vintage Dramatics, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned, 93.Tweet FM.
Going through changes myself. I've been walking the floor, can't sleep, slamming doors, darling. I mean, this is just a drag. And it's all because I can't get over you.
I can't get over you.
I tried and I tried. Oh, I can't get you off of my mind. This feeling I have. The flame put out. I've tried to do without you. Find someone new, someone new. You found yourself a new world. And this drug.
Concert. I sing it in the same key that it's in on that record. I stay true to that. So, you know, when we do the Nokia, it's going to sound just like that. And that's the plan.
Man, but you were singing so hard, I kind of think your stomach probably was hurting after that. Boy, you was belting them notes out there. I mean, just the conviction in your voice, man.
That's a 27-year-old man singing that song, too.
Wow, and man.
Probably about 26,
whatever happened to that girl
old.
That you couldn't get over? Is she still around?
Well, you know, a lot of people ask me about that record, Can't Get Over You. I also write songs. I wrote Stop Your Weeping, and I write songs by somebody might be crying or something. I say, oh, girl, stop your crying and weeping. Oh, so I went and wrote it. Key to the World, it's a song called Key to the World that I got out to very, very popular in my solo career. And I wrote it because I said, I got to write a song that the whole world would like. That's the key. Okay, so that's how I came up with Key to the World. So in the case of Can't Get Over You, I didn't write it. But people think I wrote it, or they think that I was hurt like that. I've never been really hurt. to the point where I felt like that before, but I know it exists, and I'm lucky that I wasn't hurt. But I was able to deliver that songwriter's message.
You did, in a real way.
And that's what it's called, acting out your vocals and living the part. So it's like being an actor. You know, when you get a songwriter that writes a great song, you have to deliver that song. So and Teddy Pendergrass did it a lot, you know. I don't love you anymore. It's just that simple. And, you know, he just belted it out like that. You can feel it. You know, that's called soul.
Well, they sure can feel that one. You know, let's take a couple callers, man, right now, man. I'm sure your fans from all across the country want to talk to you.
Okay.
Also, I have to dedicate a song to Flacco from Rachel Ortiz from Corpus Christi, Texas. She wants to hear Say the Word, but let's take a few callers right about now. Caller, you are live on 93.2 FM. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Brother Reynolds?
Yeah, go ahead. I can hear you.
Yeah, how you doing, brother? You know, I'm a longtime fan, man. Good friend of Tweed Cadillac. Man, I'm so, you know, I'm honored to talk to you tonight, brother. Because like he stated earlier, man, you got me through a whole lot of evenings, man, blowing the way y'all was blowing. You know what I'm saying? Y'all was just the coldest.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Where you calling from?
Well, I'm calling out of Fresno, man. I'm a truck driver, brother. I'm ready to get in this truck and I'm on my way to Florida.
I hear you. That's right. Well, keep on trucking, man.
Yeah, I sure will.
and thank you, man. Thanks for that. Those kind words. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. When I get off the phone, believe me, I'm gonna be singing right along with what you're singing on, what they're playing on the radio. Believe me.
All right. Thank you again.
All right. Now have a good evening.
Yes, sir. Mr. Reynolds, you are loved by many.
Truck driver.
Let's take another caller. Let's take another caller. Caller, you are live with Mr. L.J. Reynolds on 93.2 FM. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on, please?
Hey. I hear something in your background. You want to turn your radio down a little bit?
Okay, hold on. Let me turn it down for y'all. You know, I'm checking the show. Let me turn it down. Hello?
There you go.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You are live
with
Mr. L.J. Reynolds.
How you doing, Mr. L.J.?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm all right. I want to tell you this. I'm going to make it real fast. You know, I want to take my time. I know they got a lot of people calling. I was born in 75.
Mm-hmm.
Your music painted a picture for me. You remember Kansas City?
Yeah.
Okay, there was a street called Jefferson City. There was a street called Ninth Street, which was well known for your music, which was the bootleggers, the pimps, and the prostitutes. So I hope you always play your music and stuff. And then when I got older, when you did that song with Snoop, and I was like, damn, that was from back in the days.
Right.
I always was looking for y'all because I remember that song, In the Rain, and what you see is what you get. I want to thank you for doing that, and I also want to thank you for doing what most artists are not doing now. To put more music out there for people who enjoy your voice. First of all, that's like your voice, the style that you deliver. Who enjoys your voice and the music and the way you're coming with it.
All right.
And I still want to thank you and Tweed for his radio show, just put it out there. Especially my mom. If it wasn't for the old school, they wouldn't be the big school.
Indeed.
Well, we appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'm still listening.
We're still coming at you. We ain't giving up.
It ain't
over till the fat boy can't sing no more.
And we on a diet around here. That's
right.
93.2 FM, and we're going to keep it moving. Caller, you are live with Mr. L.J. Reynolds on 93.2 FM. Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
Okay, well. Yes, can you hear us? Okay,
hello?
Here we go. Anyway,
hello?
Mr. Reynolds, tell me, what motivates you to continue? I know that we don't want to talk about nothing negative. We just want to celebrate the dramatics tonight. But I know the loss of Mr. Banks and a few of the other members it had to affect you personally. I just want to know what keeps you motivated to keep going? Because you could have just said, look, I'm just going to give it up and, you know, retire in Florida. What motivates you to really keep going?
I mean, you know, I sing because I love to sing. That's not work to me. When I'm on stage, that's fun. That, you know, so I would sing if I had to sing. If there was nobody else on this earth, I would probably sing to myself. So, you know, I'm married to this business, and I'll be singing up until I go join Ron and Lenny and the rest of them. So
yes,
I sing because I'm in it because of the love of the business, and I just really enjoy music. I do a variety of different things. I don't just sing. I play several instruments. I play the bass, the drums, the keyboards. I write songs. I produce records. I'm producing videos now. You know, I manage the Dramatics. I have a publishing company, a record company. It's a lot for me to do, so I ain't ready to kick the bucket yet. So I think I'm going to stick around and just have a great time, and hopefully you guys will enjoy the new stuff that I'm recording now. So I want everybody to go to YouTube and put in LJ Reynolds, Come Get to This, and put in LJ Reynolds, You Show Love to Ball, and check those two videos out. And those are current videos and current songs off my new album, Come Get to This. And so, and come down to Nicoya and see us down there, because we're going to just have a great time on stage singing all the hit records. And who knows, we might even do Doggy Dog World, too.
Well, make sure, man, make sure you leave me some tickets and a will call, and I'll definitely be there. I'm centrally based on the West Coast, although
well,
my show
it, my
is
buddy.
Broadcast from the
I
East Coast.
I want to see you there.
I will be there. Let's get into one of my all-time favorites right now. This is the Dramatics. Hold on, man. Now this is going to be hard because there's so many, but I think I got one. Hold on right here. Let me find something that's going to move me right about now. And I know just the one, too. This is my baby boy. Oh, Mr. Banks, you forgot all about this one. Check this one out here, y'all. Dramatically Yours. The Fabulous Dramatics, Mr. LJ Reynolds. Not too late. 347-308-8747.
Oh, she's a rainmaker, and she had no heart at all.
Yes, she's a rainmaker,
a real life, genuine
heartbreaker.
Heartbreaker.
baby. Dramatically yours, the Dramatics. Thank you, Mr.
LJ
Reynolds.
I appreciate it, man.
Man, what do you think about the music industry of today? What advice could you give an upcoming artist that can possibly have the longevity that you sustained? And that's a big-ass word. What could you tell him to possibly motivate him and encourage him to keep on going in their endeavors?
Well, nowadays, they got something that we didn't have when we were coming out, which is the Internet and the X Factor and The Voice and American Idol. You know, it's so many ways that young people can become famous. And the money is bigger today than it used to be because the whole market then opened up. It's a universal market now. It ain't so much R&B music. R&B is a class of music like jazz. It sits to itself. Then you got pop. Pop now consists of black acts, too. So I would say, hey, just, do what you're doing. I mean, I understand that everything must change. So, therefore, I'm trying to change with the world. I don't want to stay stuck on stupid. And not that we were doing anything stupid, but, you don't want to be stuck in the old school. You want the old school to be a part of what you've done and a part of what you is. But don't be afraid to look at what's in front of you and to try to stay out here and just enjoy your music. As far as young people is concerned, I think they're doing great in the industry. I don't particularly like some of the songs that I hear that I hit records, but it ain't up to me. I don't buy records. I make them. So I say, thumbs up to these people and just keep it going. That's part of the music industry, to evolve and to change and everything must change.
Indeed.
So I'm ready. I'm ready for the change.
I understand you're coming to the West Coast for more than just the Nokia show on the 25th. Can you tell the listeners where you're going to be at on the West Coast in California? Any upcoming
I leave. I'm coming out to L.A. I leave tomorrow morning very early, so I better get ready to get some sleep. But I'll be in San Francisco. I'll be 2 days in San Francisco at the Yoshi's in San Francisco, the Yoshi San Francisco. And that's the 18th and 19th. On the 20th, I'll be in Sacramento at the Colonial Theater in Sacramento. And on the 20th, I'll be off. I mean, the 21st, I'm off. The 22nd, 3rd, and 4th, I'll be in Vegas with Sherry Gordy, Barry Gordy's daughter, and Jenny, Little Richard's daughter, promoting and performing for a lot of people. At a club, at a place called the Las Vegas Casino, I think it is. And so I'll be doing that, and then I'll end up at the Nokia Theater on the 25th of October for my concert in California, which I'll stay a few extra days to maybe do some recording. But, I'm looking forward to doing the Nokia. Again, it's for a great cause. It's for the betterment of young people. And that's all you have to say to me, and I'm ready to go. So come on, you guys, come on and support us at the Nokia. Come on out and see the show. It's going to be a great show. You got the Dramatics, Cameo, and Sierra, and some other acts, I guess, and Eddie Griffin, who's a great comedic actor. So looking forward to seeing everybody there.
Beautiful. And I will be there front and center. Also, how can the fans reach you?
Well, you can go to MotorCityHits.com, or you can reach me through my Facebook pages. I have a few pages that's full, but you can reach me through Facebook, and that's how you can do it.
Well, I'm glad that the future is completely bright for the Dramatics. I want to thank you once again for coming. If you want to hang out a little longer, if you're not too tired,
I better shut it down and go to bed tonight. I had a party tonight that I had to go to, which was my video release party. And it was just a great event over there. You know, we looked at the new video that's on YouTube. So I am a little wore out. I'm going to let you guys go ahead and have it. And I'm going to get up and get in that plane tomorrow.
Well, sir, I wish you a pleasant, safe trip. Come on to Cali. I'll call you tomorrow because I really want to come to this event. And I want to thank you once again, Mr. LJ Reynolds, for blessing 93.2 FM with your presence, your music, your legacy, and your catalog. Thank you so much,
thank
sir.
Thank you for having me, man. And I'll see you at the show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right. 93.2 FM, that was Mr. LJ Reynolds live. We're going to get into some more of this. Drama 5, Dramatics live in the building right here. Let me find a good one, a real good one for you, man. Let me see. Here's one. Wow. Just say the word. 347-308-8747 is the number to call me. Holler at a player. Don't yell, y'all.
Standing there, smiling at me. You were just standing there when I knew just that.
93.3 Tweed FM. Ism. Dramatically yours. A complete dramatic experience tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You don't get no smoother than this. Till the haters, they can't stop behind Steve Souls.
I wanna love you.
103.28 FM. I even love my haters. Here's a toast to the fools. Thought I wasn't true, thought I wasn't cool. 93.28 FM. Ism, baby. 347-308-8747.
Wasn't true. He tried to find another girl sweeter than you. Imagination sent him on a wild goose chase, but now he sees that no other girl can ever take your place. Oh, now he's trying hard again to get you back. He jived and connived and he had to have another girl.
Way, baby. I ain't gonna let him touch you. I ain't gonna let him disrespect you. I got your back in front of your side. 93.3 FM. Ism. Tell him who you rolling with. He gonna back down. He gonna bow out. He gonna get up out the way. 347-308-8747. Tell him call that number. I'll check him in a minute.
For me, I'm Sneak Rothstein, CEO of the world famous Trodians.com. 93.tweet FM.
I see y'all.
Keep it locked. 93.tweet FM. Anthem. The only station playing funkadelic to the Temptations. Lowrider oldies and all in between. 347-308-8747 is the number to dial. Once again, that's 347-308-8747. Make sure y'all tune in, y'all. Every Thursday, keep it locked. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. blogtalkradio.com/indie is. Lowrider oldies and all in between. Yeah. Drogue. 93.3 FM. Anthem. Yeah. So smooth. 347-308-8747. 8747 is the number to dial. Go ahead and make that call. Once again, that's 347-308-8747.
Oh yeah, you safe over here, baby. You can let your hair down, take your shoes off, and come up out your thigh, your thong. 92.3 FM. The only station playing low ride oldies, R&B, and all in between.
You saw me.
Thing, baby, because you know I'm falling for you. You know I fell for you. Request line 347-308-8747. I'm here for comments, dedications, and donations. Hold on, caller, I got you.
My mind, and I know
that I'm falling. Yes, I'm falling.
Oh, 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 girl. I think that I have fell for you. Oh, oh, girl. I think that I have fell for you.
Oh.
Tune in to 93.3 FM. You might find you like me, baby. It's going down a real way. I got to dedicate this to the real Christopher Williams, South Central Los Angeles. Don't get no plot in this, y'all. Ain't no skinny jeans, village people around her. Find another session coming like this, please let me know so I can tune in. I did not get to be rolling. I am for the people. I am with the people. So tell your people. We keep it flashy, classy, and jazzy. Get tuned into the Thursday Night Flight. I like to call it the After Six Cruise Mix. Nothing but low rider oldies, R&B, and all in between, baby. Next week will be Miss Wanda Hutchinson from the Fabulous Emotions. This is last week. She's gonna make up for it, man. Good love to my auntie, followed by Cheryl Pepsi Riley, followed by Chico the Barge, followed by Billy Black Mafia Queen, Miss Selma Wright. It's going down over here, y'all. Tell a heavy to tell a player. 347-308-8747 is the number to dial. I don't want a player, but don't yell. Two thumbs, three fingers, and a nine. We roll it, baby.
Treat me like a man, but not any way you want to.
That's your best plan. Take a chance and you'll see. You've made a mistake. Can't you tell?
Just can't get along without you, girl.
Trying is the day you start dying. Don't blow out another man's candle. That will not make yours shine brighter. Please believe. If you're going through hell, simply keep going. Everything will be okay. Please believe. 93.3 FM. How many times I must tell you that it will not get any smoother than this? We are for the peoples. We are with the peoples. Please go tell your peoples.
Fall in love, lady love.
Dramatically yours, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, make sure you go out to the Nokia Theater, beautiful downtown Los Angeles, on October 25th. Me, the dramatic, Tierra, and Cameo, live, y'all.
Underneath the staircase, in the hall, on a hook behind the door, in the closet, on the floor, in the cupboard, on the shelf, in the basement, in the dark, oh, anywhere, see if there's a place for me in your heart.
Dedication goes out to Candy from Caesar, Flagstaff, Arizona. Thank you for tuning in.
Yes, yes, yes. You're the best thing in my life. From the
I'm not afraid to
To take a moment of silence for a fallen comrade. Send my condolences to the family. Malik, if you're listening, our prayers are with you and your loss. May all your days from this point on be blessed, vainglorious. Amen.
Just wanna take a little time out. Thank you, baby. Thank you for your love. You came on and showed me that a man can't live by bread alone. You came on and taught me that no, I just can't make it on my own. But why? I'm gonna say again, thank you, baby.
On behalf of my staff and myself here at 934 Tweet FM, we want to thank everyone for the love that you've shown, the love that you've given. I consider it to be genuine. It's not too late to call in, 347-308-8747. LJ Reynolds from the Dramatics, Miss Wanda Hutchinson from the Fabulous Emotions for blessing me with that love. Also, today is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I've been accepted into the National Black Radio Broadcasters Coalition. I plan to uphold R&B black music and its origin to the best of my ability. 93.3, nothing but low-rider oldies, classic R&B, and all in between. As my friend, the almighty Mr. Sneak Rothstein from the Jordians told me, the sky is yours, and I'ma touch the stars, baby, in a real way. Make sure to tune in next week. Fabulous Emotions will be back in the house, followed by Cheryl Pepsi Roddy this coming Sunday, y'all. Followed by Chico DeBarge. My other homie told me, when I keep naming names, it's looking like I'm bragging. But I ain't bragging, I'm sagging, man. It's all good, y'all. 93.3 Tweet FM. Vainglorious. Sissy.
Oh,
93.3 FM. Ism. We like making you happy, baby. Making you so happy makes us happy, too. Make sure to tell a hater to tell a player. The only station playing low-ride oldies, R&B, and all in between. He is I, am him, him is me. 93.3 FM, y'all.
I like making you so happy. That's all I wanna do. I like making you so happy. Cause making you so happy makes me happy too. Making you so happy makes me happy too. I like to buy you pretty presents. Can't do enough for you.
I like
making you so happy. Cause making you so happy makes me happy too. Making you so happy makes me happy too. When I make you sad, you know that it makes me feel sad too.
Sunday, as I said before, sure, Pepsi Riley in the building.
You took control.
You took my mind, girl. And now you've got
FM. We'd like to thank all of my listeners all across the country, all throughout the world, for tuning in with a player. It really feels good. Feel the love. And the love back. Feel Sunday night, y'all. I'm out. I need a beverage. Mr. LJ Winos from the Fabulous Dramatics. Love to Miss Wanda Hutchinson from the Mighty Moses for calling in tonight unexpectedly. Thanks once again for the National Black Radio Broadcasters Coalition making me a part of a major conglomerate. I am worthy, y'all. 93.3 FM. Make sure to tell everyone to tell a player. Tune in every Thursday and Sunday night. 9 p.m. Pacific time. Ain't no telling who you might find in a real way, man. Much love, y'all. God bless you and yours.